Hallelujah, name is Christ. We commence a second session this evening.
奉神，我们开始第二节的聚会。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 168.
请各位起立，我们唱诗168首。
168. And God, please be seated.
请坐。
Hallelujah, name is Christ. We continue our sharing.
奉主圣名，我们继续来分享圣经的话语。
We continue to share what kind of servant God needs.
我们继续来学习神所需要的是什么样的工人。
Of course, even though we have this topic, what kind of servant God needs, but God does not need any one of us.
我们在这个题目里面看到，神不是要任何的工人。
But why He looked for someone and needs someone, we must be that person.
神要什么样的工人，我们 就要做那样的工人。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
在提摩太后书的第二章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
提摩太后书的第二章第二节。
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
So we can see when Paul wrote this epistle to encourage Timothy.
我们可以看到，当保罗写这封书信来勉励提摩太的时候
，He also said to him, "You must also say this thing to those who are faithful."
你要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And not only that, but also to teach others also.
就是说，你不但要受教，也要能够教导别人。
So that's why the kind of servant God needs is a faithful servant.
所以神要的是忠心的仆人。
Just like in Hebrews chapter 3 verse 2.
就好像在希伯来书第三章第二节里面这么说的。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ, He was faithful.
那主耶稣基督也是如此的忠心。
And Moses was also faithful in all his household.
摩西在神的家，全家都是那么的尽忠。
So this kind of servant that our Lord Jesus Christ need.
这就是主耶稣基督所要求的这个作为工人的条件。
As an unfaithful servant is useless to him.
对神来讲，一个不忠心的仆人是毫无用处的。
For example, if we are unfaithful.
如果我们是不忠心的话。
And every time God wants us to do something, we never do it.
神要我们做什么，我们却没有忠心的去完成。
And how can God use us?To fulfill his purpose.
那么神又如何能来利用我们来完成他的目的呢
？We can see Moses.
我们看一下摩西。
For 40 years, God used him to lead the Israelites to the wilderness.
40年的时间，神用他来带领以色列人。
And for those years, we always faithful to God.
那些对神忠心的人。
Because of this, God said He spoke to Moses face to face.
所以也因为如此，神面对面的来跟摩西说话。
Yes, many other prophets speak them by words or vision.
那么很多人对很多的先知，神借着这声音跟这个异象跟他们来传讲信息。
But Moses, because he was faithful.
因为摩西的忠心。
God spoke to him face to face.
神是面对面向他说话。
And this is the kind of servant we need to be for Lord Jesus.
这就是我们也要如此成为主耶稣基督忠心的仆人。
That's why sometimes being a minister is very difficult. Being a minister is very difficult.
作为一个传道人是很不容易的。
Because no one oversees us.
因为没有人来监督我们。
When I go to Hawaii, I can play golf every single day.
我到夏威夷去，如果整天的打高尔夫球。
And I can come back to sleep all day too.
或者是我回来以后整天的这个睡觉。
Because nobody gonna call me. I don't think any pastor call me, right? All for the whole 5 weeks, no one call me.
在过去的那五个星期里面，没有任何一个人，总会也没有，也没有任何的传道人打电话给我。
Even if they call me, they don't even say hi. You say, "Hey, Rudy, can you do this? Can you do that?" And then I say, "Bye," right? Everybody's so busy.
Yeah, 那么只是他打过来问说，那个传道你能做这个做那个，完了以后就到再见。
So that's why if you're not faithful.
换句话说，如果你不够忠心的话
，Actually, we can waste a lot of God's time.
我们会浪费了神很多的时间。
Because if we are not faithful, then we will not do the things that we need to do.
我们如果不够忠心的话，就没有完成，就不能够来完成所交托的。
So So that's why I praise and thank God.
所以很感谢神。
We see a lot of deacons and a lot of pastors that are very faithful to God.
我们看到很多的长职，很多的传道，那是如此的忠心。
And sometimes I think the job of deacons are much more difficult than pastors.
我甚至感觉到作为一个执事，他的工作比传道人还要艰难。
Because they have to work and serve God at the same time.
因为作为执事的他要有世界上的工作，而且要还有教会的工作来侍奉。
Praise and thank God, we can see many of our workers are very faithful to God.
我们感谢神，我们看到有很多的工人是如此的忠心。
Just like when we go to Africa.
就好像我们到非洲去。
Because when we go to Africa, really nobody watch over us.
在非洲同样的，没有人监督我们。
We can just sleep in a five-star hotel.
我们可以住在五星级的旅馆。
And eat all those wonderful food.
我们可以吃最好的东西。
And spend less than $50 a day.
在非洲，我们一天可以花，只要花，我们甚至花不到50块钱，就有很好的享受。
If we are not faithful to God,
所以我们如果不够忠心的话，
we will do all these things.
我们就会做这个刚刚所说的事情。
But we know God sees everything.
但是我们知道神是鉴察一切的。
That's why our Lord Jesus Christ was so faithful to God.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督是如此对神的忠，对神如此的忠心。
And just like Moses also so faithful to God.
摩西也是如此。
And just like Paul himself.
再正如保罗。
Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我们看提摩太前书的第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书第一章。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into this ministry.
我感谢那给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。
So here Paul with his own mouth proclaimed that God said that he was a faithful servant.
在这里面，保罗提到说，神认为他是一个忠心的仆人。
So because of this, he put him and used him for his ministry.
正因为如此，神派保罗来服侍他。
But if Paul was not faithful,
反过来说，如果保罗是不忠心的仆人，
it's impossible for God to use him.
神是不可能利用他的。
So it's no different nowadays.
同样的。
Because sometimes I tell my two nieces are there, right? But I tell my two nieces to do certain things.
当我叫我的那个侄女去做某些事情的时候。
Like other day, we have to clean the van because the van is quite dirty, right?
我们要做一些清理的工作。
So of course, I want to just stay in and prepare for the seminar. I just want to stay inside the house, right? To prepare for the seminar.
那么我就可以在家里面来准备这个讲习会。
But I know the way they clean things is like.It's not up to my standard, right?
我知道他们这种清洗的工作是不能符合我的标准。
So instead, I went out to the garage with them, right?
所以我就跟他们到车库里去。
Of course, I was lifting weights a little bit, you know, I didn't want to be on their back, right? But I was keep my eyes on them, make sure they do what is right, so they don't waste their time.
那么，所以我在这个车库里面，一方面做运动，那一方面就是盯着他们做事情。
Of course, thank God they are much better now.
很感谢神，他们现在的所做的工作是这个比以前更进步了。
But when they first came to live with us,
他们开始跟我们住在一起的时候
really, every time I ask them to do something, I have to like do it myself, right? Because I know that they cannot do it.
每次我叫他们做什么事情，我都知道最后还是要我自己来完成。
And this put a lot of stress on me.
对我就产生很大的压力。
Because you would just tell them, I'll do it myself, like wiping the counter, fighting, washing the refrigerator, this and that, right?
对呀，就比如说来。抹桌子或者来清洗这个冰箱一样。
But thank God, you know, when they after they clean the van, I see the van is quite spotless. Thank God, right?
很感谢神，他们这个在这一次他们清洗以后，整个就非常的干净。
So now when I ask them to do something, I do not need to be on their back all the time.
现在当我要他们做什么事情的时候，我就不必在后面盯着他们做。
And because they are faithful in the thing that they do, then now I can use them even more.
他们因为做事情非常的忠心，那我就可以利用他们做更多的事情。
So that's why some children do on purpose. You ask them to wash dishes, they never do a good job, right?
就好像说，当你要孩子们洗碗的话，他们从来就不会洗得很好。
Because then their parents say, oh.No, you don't do a good job, so just let me do it, right?
所以有时候父母说你这样你不会做了，还是我来做吧。
And then they don't have to do anything.
那他们什么都不需要做。
But of course, for me, it's different.
对我来讲，我的方法是不一样的。
I'm always going to be on their back.
我都是在后面要盯着他们做事情。
If they don't do a good job, they must do even more.
他们如果做得不好，他们就要做得更多。
Because if they don't do a good job, this means they have not done do things enough to do a good job.
他们做得不好的话，就是表示说他们没有办法能够达到这个标准，更好的标准。
So that's why when we are serving God.
同样的，当我们做侍奉神的工作。
Don't think God is so far away.
不要以为神离我们远远的。
God is always with us.
神是与我们同在的。
Make sure we always can be faithful to do His work.
我们不要忘记，我们要 时时刻刻的忠心的来侍奉。
So that's why for Paul.
同样对保罗来讲。
He was a faithful servant.
他是这么样的一个忠心的仆人。
And that's why God used him to preach the gospel.
所以神派他来做侍奉的工作。
But the servant of God also must be faithful to the word of God.
那么对一个神的仆人的话，要对神的工作要忠心。
Let's go back to 2 Timothy.
我们看提摩太后书。
Chapter 1 verse 13.
第一章十三节。
Second Timothy chapter one verse 13.
提摩太。First Timothy.
Second Timothy.
提摩太后书第一章十三节。
Chapter one verse 13.
十三节。
He is a hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
十三节，你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心，常常守着。
So here the servant of God must be faithful to the word of God.
那么作为一个神的仆人，要对神的话语忠心。
Just like Paul encouraged Timothy.
就好像保罗勉励提摩太一样。
To hold fast the pattern of sound words.
要从我听的那纯正话语的规模。
Which you have heard from me.
就是说从我所听到的。
And how do we do? We must do it in faith and in love, which in Christ Jesus.
我们要如何去行呢？就是要用在基督耶稣的信心和爱心，常常守着。
Because sometimes when we've been serving God for many years,
就好像我们已经侍奉主多年。
It seems that we do not need to read the word of God as often as we need to.
我们认为已经不需要经常来读神的话语。
If this is the case, we are not faithful to the word.
如果是这样子的话，我们就不是神忠心的仆人。
Of course, everything that we have shared with you.
我们就像我跟各位所分享的一切。
It's very pretty much everything we share with you, you have heard before.
或许你这些都已经听过了，过去都听过了。
But that is not the point.
这不是这个要点。
The point is we must be able to live the word of God.
重点的是我们能够把神的话实行出来，在基督的话语里面活着。
That's why because of this, we always should be continually to remind one another.
这就是我们需要经常借着神的话语来彼此提醒。
Let's go to 1 Peter.
我们看一下彼得前书。
2 Peter.
彼得后书。
Chapter
1. 第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 12.
彼得后书第一章十二节。
For this reason, I will not be diligent to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth.
你们虽然晓得这些事儿，并且在你们已有的真道上坚固，我却要将这些事儿常常提醒你们。
Then verse 13.
十三节。
Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent.To stir you up by reminding you.
我以为应当趁我还在帐篷的时候提醒你们，激发你们。
Then verse 14 said, "Know that surely I must put off my tent, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me."
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我们主耶稣基督所指示我的。
And then verse 15.
十五节。
Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things after my decease.
并且我要。尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后时常纪念这些事。
So that's why to remind one another with the word of God.
所以我们需要经常用神的话来彼此提醒。
And it's always right.
这是千真万确。
So Peter knows that even though the members know everything that he has shared with them already.
彼得固然知道门徒对他所过去所分享的已经很清楚。
But he said he thinks it's right as long as he's still alive to remind the members the way of God.
纵然如此，彼得还是要在他在世的时候不断地用这些话来提醒他们。
But even after he died,
甚至于他去世以后，
he wants to ensure that there's someone else who reminds them the word of God.
他也希望以后有人能够继续来提醒他们。
So that's why for us,
同样的，对我们来说，作为神的仆人，
we must continue to read day and night.
我们必须要昼夜的来读神的话语。
Whatever time we have, we must read the word of God.
我们只要有时间，就应该要来读神的话。
Because to be faithful to the word of God is to be faithful to God himself.
我们如果对神的话语忠心，就是对神忠心。
And that's why in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
在提摩太后书第三章十四节。
Chapter 3 verse 14.
提摩太后书的第三章十四节这么说。
And Paul said to Timothy,
保罗对提摩太说，
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, known that from you, you have learned them.
但你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
So Paul encouraged Timothy to continue to be faithful to the word of God.
所以保罗要提摩太对继续对神的话忠心。
That's why I say, but you must continue in the thing which you have learned and been assured of, known from whom you have learned that.
所以他说你所学习的所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
And then you read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 10.
我们如果再接着读提摩太后书三章第十节。
But I say, but you have carefully followed my doctrine.
但你已经服从了我的教训。
Of course, this doctrine is the doctrine of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个教训是神的教训。
So for us as a servant of God, we want to continue to serve Him. We never neglect and reading the Bible.
所以作为一个神的仆人，我们不可以忽略来读圣经，来学习他的话语。
But also, God needs a teachable servant.
那么神啊，需要啊有一个能啊这个被教导的，也就是能够受教的仆人。这是非常的重要。
Because if a person is not teachable, then they are useless.
如果一个人不能成为受教的人，或者是能被教导的人，就变成毫无用处。
That's why in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2.
所以在提摩太后书的第二章第二节这么说。
Paul said, "Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also."
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的。
So when he said to teach others also, this means he himself was taught by someone else.
也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人，也就是说，你本身是也要能够成为一个受教的人，然后才能够教导别人。
So maybe as a servant of God from the beginning, we do not know what to do. Maybe from the beginning, as a servant of God, we do not know what to do.
在作为一个神的仆人，在开始的时候，也许我们不知道如何行，如何去行。
But sure, God will continue to train us.
但是神会继续的来锻炼我们。
Just like for myself.
对我来说。
Of course, I was not born in church.
我开始的时候，我不是在教会里面成长的。
And there's many things I need to learn.
所以有很多东西我要来学习。
But every time I'm looking forward to how God can teach me.
所以我期盼神对我的教导。
Because of course, I'm not really a smart person.
我也不是一个非常聪明的人。
And I don't, you know, sometimes I don't see things very clearly sometimes.
有时候我对一些事情看的不是那么清楚，看的那么透彻。
But I think one thing that's to my benefit, that is that I like to learn from people, learn from different things.
我有一个很大的优点，就是我很希望能够从别人来学习，从别人身上学习。
With all my siblings, actually, all my siblings are much smarter than I am.
其实我其他的兄弟姐妹都比我还聪明。
But I'm the one that ended up in college, right?
虽然是这样子，可是我是最后，我是唯一的一个上大学的人。
Because sometimes when you're smart, you don't like other people to teach you.
因为你如果是一个很聪明的人，你就不希望你就不喜欢别人来教导你。
So because I'm not too smart, I like other people to teach me.
就是因为我不是很聪明，所以我能够受教，能够被塑造。
Of course, the same thing as a servant of God.
同样的，作为一个神的仆人。
I know I like many things.
我喜欢很多事情。
But I always looking forward how God gonna teach me.
但是很重要的是我期盼的是神如何来教导我。
Like my stomach problem, right?
就好像我这个曾经有这个肚子疼的问题。
Before I used to I can eat everything and anything, I never have stomach problem.
在过去的时候，我几乎什么都可以吃，而肚子也没有问题。
But now everything I eat, I must be careful.
可是现在我吃东西就要很小心。
I remember one time I healed you, right? On my way from San Jose to Pacifica, I do on myself, right? Yeah, I had a stomach again.
我跟你讲过，有一次我从 San Jose to San Francisco, right?
Yes, from San Jose to Pacific Church.
从圣何西到这个旧金山去，我肚子出了问题。
Yeah, I had such a bad stomach ache, right?
我那时候肚子疼。
And it's like 15 minutes before I get to church, I do on myself, right? No, it's quite funny, but I learned a lot from it.
Yeah, 我这肚子疼得受不了。
And I know when I was in Australia, right?
我记得我在澳洲。
And this time I had to be on antibiotic because I was quite sick.
我在澳洲的时候，我就在那个时候我要吃这个抗生素，因为非常的不舒服。
And then we would go out to the city and evangelize and pass out flyers.
那我们到市区里面去传福音，就发这个福音传单的时候。
And I know my stomach was not doing too good.
我知道我的这个肚子很不舒服。
So I said, okay, I gotta go anyway, right?
那么我。我必须要上厕所。因为我们在带领这个小组去发这个传单。
We had to walk about 20 minutes from the place we'll be at.
那么我们差不多要走20分钟的路。
Oh, my stomach was so painful.
我肚子疼得不得了。
And every time I pass out the fly, I was thinking, where's the place that have toilets, right?
那我每发一个传单，就看看这个厕所在哪里。
But that area has no toilets anywhere, right?
可是，在那个路上没有公厕。
So I know I have to go back to the, you know, to the church.
所以我必须要回到教会。
So I know it takes about 20 minutes.
我知道要花二十分钟，要走二十分钟的路。
So when I was so traumatized, I was going to do on myself again.
那我实在是快要泄了。
And this time I asked God, God, please give me 30 minutes, right, before I reach there. Give me 30 minutes, right?
所以我向神祷告说，给我三十分钟，给我能够忍三十分钟。
And thank God, it takes me about 30 minutes to get there, and thank God I made it on time, right?
所以很感谢神，他给我三十分钟，我终于回到了教会。
Until this day, everywhere I go, I have to be very careful with my stomach.
所以从那时候开始起，我每到外面我每次出去就要非常非常小心我这个肚子疼的问题。
Sometimes I play golf, right?
有时候去我
you know,
有时候去打高尔夫球。
Yeah. And because the local member told me, Woody, if you have stomach problem, just eat guava, right? Eat guava. Guava is very good for you. Right?
Yeah, 那么他们叫我吃这瓜瓜这个水果。
Thank God, one time I had really bad stomach ache, and the toilet was very far away, right?
有一次我肚子疼，可是厕所又离得很远。
But I saw a bunch of guava trees, so I went to just eat all the guavas.
所以我就看到那瓜瓜的果子就摘了很多来吃。
And thank God it worked, right?
很感谢神，我
guava really can bind a person up, right?
所以就能够止住了。
So when I told this to my wife said I should patent this thing and make it into a medicine, right, to sell it.
所以是说 yeah.如果有这样的药的话，那对我来讲是非常好。
So what am I trying to say to you? What am I trying to say all these things?
所以我要告诉各位的。
Every single year, God always teach me something new.
所以每一年，神都会用一些新的东西、新的方式来教导我。
And I'm always looking forward to see how God is going to teach me, you know, concerning certain weaknesses that I have.
所以我都每年都期盼神会用我的一个什么新的一些软弱的事情。来教导我。
So that's why we should not think as a servant of God we're going to know everything.
所以作为一个神的工人，不要以为说他什么都知道。
And sometimes we try to pray so hard trying to know everything.
我们来传扬神的福音，见证福音以为说什么都知道。
Of course, it's nothing wrong to pray to know things, but we're not going to know everything.
我们不是什么都知道。
It's always good for us and God, you know, for God to use other people to teach us.
所以有时候我们期盼神用别人来教导我们。
To teach us humble.
来教导我们成为谦卑的人，使我们能够成为谦卑的人。就好像亚波罗一样。他这个是很有口才的人。因为他只知道施洗约翰的道理。
But Priscilla and Aquila, you know, took him to the side and taught him the way of the Lord.
但是百居拉、亚居拉把神的福音见证给他。
And he was be able to take, you know, this teaching.
所以他就能够从他们那边接受福音，接受真道。虽然我们说的很容易我可以这个接受别人的教导，但是在我们的内心确实有一种抗拒的这种心态。当我们做错事情的时候，我们能够很谦卑的接受别人的指正吗？我们真正希望能够成为一个受教的人吗？
But if we cannot teach, if our brothers and sisters cannot teach us, how God can teach us to serve Him the rest of our life?
如果我们不能够接受这个别人的教导，我们又如何能够接受神的教导呢？
So that's why God always needs a teachable servant.
所以神所需要的是一个能够受教的人。
Because there's always new things to learn.
因为我们经常会碰到新的事情，让我们去学习。不管我们已经侍奉神多久了，五年或十年，但是经常我们都要有新的东西来学习。也就是正如我们来读圣经。不论我们读圣经读了多少遍，可是神都会有新的东西、新的材料来教导我们。所以神所需要的是一个能受教的人，能被教导的人。同样的，神也需要能够有工人来教导其他的这个工人。所以这个我们个人灵修的工作也是很重要。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15.
我们看提摩太后书第二章
15. Chapter 2 verse 15.
第二章第十五节。
Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
So when we read the word of God,
所以当我们读神的话语
，Of course we are teaching ourselves to be, you know, to know more concerning the will of God.
所以我们同样的也是教导自己，使我们能够了解神的旨意。
But indirectly we know God is the one who is teaching.
实际上是神在教导我们。
So that's why a servant of God, we cannot teach ourselves. How can we teach other people?
所以作为神的工人，要是我们不能教导自己，我们不能来学习神的话语，我们又如何能够去教导别人？
But a person who truly cultivates himself.
所以一个真正能够灵修自己的人。
And when God wants to use him to cultivate others.
但当神用他去来教导别人的时候。
Let's take First Timothy. Let's go to First Timothy chapter 4, verse 13 and 14.
我们看一下。
First Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太前书第四章
，verse
13节，13 to 15
，13 and then 14 and 15。
哦，13节到15节
，verse 13。
13节。
Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Verse 14。
14节。
Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Verse 15。
15节。
Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them.That your progress may be evident to all.
十三节，你要以宣读、劝勉、教导为念，只等到我来。你不要轻忽所得的恩赐，就是从前借着预言在众长老按手的时候赐给你的。这些事你要殷勤去做，并要在此专心，使众人看出你的长进来。
And also verse 16.
还有十六节。
Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine, continue in them. When doing this, you will save both yourself.And those who hear you.
你要谨慎自己和自己的教训，要在这些事上恒心，因为这样行又能救自己，又能救听你的人。
So we can see here that Paul really encouraged Timothy to train himself to be a servant of God.
所以在这里我们看到保罗勉励提摩太自己要做好灵修的工作，才能够去这个教导别人。
That's why Paul told him give attention to reading and to exhortation.
所以这里面要讲，就告诉我们说，要能够来学习神的话语，有所长进。
And also to doctrine.
那么然后学习神的真道。
And he told him to meditate on these things.
而且要来思考这些。
Give yourself entirely to them.
那么就说能够自己完全的这个能够完全的奉献出来。
Because when we do this, this means we also save ourselves and also save those who we are.
所以在这些事情上恒心，因为这样行不但能够救自己，也能救听你的人。
So that's why a servant of God, if he cannot teach himself, and then it's very difficult for God to teach him.
所以作为一个神的工人，如果自己不能够灵修，不能够来教导自己，又如何能教导别人呢
？Because to be diligent in the things that we do.Actually, it's you know take a lot of effort, and it's very difficult, but we must do it.
所以这个灵修的工作，我们要能够努力的灵修，虽然是很不容易的事情，可是我们却还是要竭力去做。
And then let's go back to Second Timothy.
我们再看回提摩太后书。
Chapter two, verse two.
第二章第二节。
Chapter two, verse two.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
Say here that commit this thing to faithful men who will be able to teach.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
If we're not faithful to the Lord,
我们如果对神不够忠心的话，
if we're not faithful to His word,
我们如果对神的话语不忠心，
if we cannot be taught by others,
我们如果不能够成为一个受教的人，
if we cannot teach ourselves,
我们如果也不能自己做好灵修的工作，
then it's impossible for us to teach other people.
那我们也就是不可能去教导别人。
Because only we be able to receive everything we need to receive that we can give to other people.
也只有我们能够完全的把所领受的东西，才能够完完全全的来教导别人。
So the servant that God needs is the one to be able to teach others also.
所以作为一个神的工人，也要能够成为教导别人的人。
Of course, it doesn't mean that every one of us have the gift of teaching.
这并不是告诉我们说我们每一个人都要作为一个教导别人的人。
Teaching is not only by words.
那么不是单单要靠言语来传来教导。
Teaching can be an example of our life.
我们也可以用行为，在生活中的行为来教导。
And the way we live our daily life.
就是我们每天所过的生活。
This is the best way to teach other people.
这是最好的方法来教导别人。
But if we're not willing to do these things.
如果我们不希望去如此去行的话。
Then of course, and then we cannot teach others.
我们就不能够教导别人。
So that's why let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看一下哥林多前书。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
第十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17.
哥林多前书第四章十七节。
For this reason have sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful son in the Lord, who will remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church.
因此我已打发提摩太到你们那里去，他在主里面是我亲爱所亲爱有忠心的儿子，他必提醒你们纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处各教会中怎样教导人。所以我们看见保罗对提摩太是如此的有信心，所以他写信给哥林多教会的信徒，我已经打发提摩太到你们那里去，是我所亲爱有忠心的儿子。那么提摩太可以提醒他们纪念保罗在基督里怎样行事，因为提摩太是一个忠心的仆人，对神的话语也是如此的忠心，而且他也愿意接受保罗的教导，
那
么他也愿意来灵修自己，也就是因为如此他可以去教导别人。我们看提摩太前书第一章第三节，
As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
我往马其顿去的时候，曾劝你仍住在以弗所，好嘱咐那几个人不可传异教。
Once again, God, Paul told Timothy.
再一次，保罗吩咐这个提摩太。
That he should teach those who teach some other doctrines.
那么要来嘱咐那些人不可以传异教。
To remind them not to teach any other doctrine besides the doctrine that they have learned from the beginning.
除了他们所学习到起初的真理以外，不可以传其他的异端。
Because if we cannot teach other people,
如果你不能用正确方法来教导别人的话，
then this means we are not faithful ministers of Christ.
我们就不是神忠心的传道人。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 6.
我们看提摩太前书
chapter 4 verse 6.
第四章第六节。
If you entrust the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourishing the words of faith and of the good doctrine which you have carefully followed.
你若讲这些事提醒弟兄们，便是基督耶稣的好知识，在真道的话语和你向来所服从的真道上，善道上得了教育。
For sure, Timothy is a good servant of God.
当然，提摩太是神好的忠心的仆人。
Paul knows this of Timothy.
保罗对提摩太非常的了解，
But Paul must continue to encourage him to continue on.
但是保罗要劝勉他要不断的有所长进。
That's why he said instruct the brethren in these things.
所以他讲提到说，若将这些事提醒弟兄们，
Of course that is the things of the Lord.
也就是主的种种的有关主种种的事情。
If he does this thing, he's a good minister of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果他这样行的话，就是基督耶稣的好执事，好仆人。
Then they say nourishing the words of faith and of good doctrine.
用这个真道的话语和以下的所付出善道上的教育。
Which you carefully follow.
也就是要顺服这个善道。
So that's why sometimes in our church, when we talk about doctrinal stuff, we think maybe we are too legalistic.
有时候我们这个提到这个教会圣经上的这些教训、这些教义的话，有人认为说，这是非常的这个教条式。
If you read 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy,
我们如果仔细的读提摩太前后书，
many times it mentioned the word doctrine.
很多时候提到神的诫命、神的律法，
just like in the book of Acts,
就好像使徒行传一样。
The apostle also focused on the doctrine of salvation.
使徒们也经常提到这个重要的教义。
Because the demons also have their doctrines.
因为这个魔鬼也有他们的这个道理。
So that's why everywhere we go, we must emphasize the doctrine so the brothers and sisters will build the root and grounded in the doctrine that has been taught from.
所以我们各道去传道的时候，就必须要把这正确的道理能够深深的扎入他们的心内。
So as a servant of God.
所以作为一个神的仆人，
we're not afraid to speak all these things.
我们对传扬神的道理是毫无畏惧的。
That if we reflect on ourselves.
如果我们来反省。
And know that we are faithful to God.
知道我们对神是忠心的。
And know that we are faithful to the word of God.
我们也是对神的话语如此的忠心。
And know that we are willing to teach by others.
我们也知道我们愿意接受别人教导，我们也愿意能够做好灵修的工作，因为神会利用我们来把他的话语去教导别人。 所以我们要作为神所需要的仆人。
That's why God have chosen us.
这就是神拣选我们的目的。
God did not want us to gaze up into heaven only.
神不要我们只有我们自己到天国去。
And thinking, when we die, we'll go to heaven.
只是想我们如果离世以后啊，那么怎么到天国去
？Of course, it's the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，这是我们信仰主耶稣基督的目的。
But before we go, we must preach the gospel.
但是在我们离世的时候，我们也要同样的来传扬神的福音。
So be the servant that God needs.
是作为一个神所需要的仆人。
Let us be faithful to Him always.
让我们对神要不断的忠心。
So we praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美神。
Let's rise up and sing one hymn.
我们再来唱一首诗。
Sing hymn 181.
我们唱诗181首。
181.
181首。请坐。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.
我们要一起跪下来祷告。
We praise and thank God that God has dried us to the whole day.
我们感谢神带领我们的这一天。
Now we pray that every one of us can go home safely.
我们祷告神使我们求主带领我们能够平安的回到家里。
And rest for tomorrow because tomorrow we have a whole day.
我们休息因为明天我们还有一天的聚会。
So please kneel down and pray together.
让我们同心合意跪下祷告。